Hello.
Zach wanted to start today. Hi, Zach.
What's up? I'm your
guest. Here we are, the 14th of 12 in 012.
We should have done this on 12-12.
We should have, at 12-12.
At 12 o'clock, at 12 seconds.
I wanted to post something at that time, and I missed it.
Someone actually posted that on a video. Old school video, they posted that comment. I was posting this 12-12-12, I'm still watching.
I saw somebody today wearing an Aeropostale shirt that said 11-11-11. I thought, dude, that shirt is like a year old, year and a month and a day. So, we have a special guest today. We have a blast from the past. Mariah is here from last year. And you already heard Zach. And Jared, you've heard as much as Jared is, Hi, Jared.
Hi.
There he is.
Talk louder.
So, it's the week of 12-12-12 being the 14th.
Wait, was 12 on Wednesday?
Well, it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was on Wednesday.
So, dead center of the week.
Is today, what day is today?
14.
Today's a Friday.
Okay, so it was Thursday, 2 days ago. Wednesday. Thursday.
Well, Friday.
Yeah, so either way, it was 2 days ago. Yes, Betsy, get to the office. So, we all survived, and yay. But apparently, we're only surviving for 6 more days. We were just warned. Seven, sorry.
My mistake. Because if you all hear the Mayan rumor, December 21st is the last day of the calendar.
But only if you're Mayan.
Yes.
I'm not Mayan.
So we're good.
I'm white.
Ooh.
Not even
sure.
Caucasian.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
I'm the least white of everyone here.
Like a boss?
Like a bouse.
Bouse? At least white? So now we're getting into
I'm the least white, yeah.
Shades of...
I'm half white.
So anyway...
And you're male, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Well, it's not as long as you're talking about white males. I was the advisor for the Mesa group 1 year.
How'd that work out?
You know what Mesa means?
No.
It means non-white male. Math, it's the for women and minorities.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
The non-white males, right? Okay, so wow, that was a sidetrack. So, are we texting now? Hang on, let me get my phone. These guys are you texting like each other?
What are you talking about? Yeah, we're totally texting.
Yeah, we're just that cool.
Yep,
just that awesome.
What podcast has two commenters on cell phones during the podcast? That makes no sense.
We're talking about this podcast right now.
Well,
because there is two.
Did you know that The Hobbit?
He's texting.
Yes,
Hobbit.
We all know about The Hobbit. Yes,
really?
And it came out.
It came out.
Really?
This morning, right? Like 12:12.
Yeah,
like at 12 o'clock.
It came out on 12.
No,
on 12:13. We already had that conversation. 12:12 was 2 days ago.
In 2014.
No.
12,
no,
13,
it came out
14?
Today. This morning, not last morning. This morning. Well, no, yeah, I think somehow it depends on where. Because I know this morning it was in Utah, but yesterday was probably at Los Angeles. So yeah.
Which would have been yesterday there.
Yeah.
Leave that alone. That's confusing. I am lost.
It's as confusing as New Year's Eve.
Not really.
Yeah, because you can watch New Year's happen at 10 a.m. 10 p.m.
It's only when you're making your signature and you come to the date and then you realize you have to scribble out the last part.
No. Meaning, when you can watch New Year's Eve happen in New York City at 10 o'clock.
And you know what's before New Year's Eve, right?
You do.
Christmas.
The day before.
Which is soon.
Eve.
Wait, what?
Christmas is coming.
Christmas
the
is next week, right?
New Year's
is Christmas next week or the week after
week
that?
That's 21.
Oh, okay.
Today is the 14th.
What's the day?
The 25th,
let's not get this gets into technical things. Jeez.
A week and 4 days, yeah.
Wow.
I am really lost.
Minecraft.
No, thank you. I actually saw, 7-year-old kids playing that in the library, the public library at Evergreen.
I am. My little brother wants to do that, but it's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, and then I see this one kid who goes there almost every single day, and he plays Minecraft the whole time.
How do you know he's there every day?
Because I went there like three consecutive days, and you know, he was there every single time.
You know what's funny is that it used to be like RuneScape, and then now it's Minecraft.
Yeah.
Although I would never compare RuneScape to Minecraft.
No, Halo's...
No, Halo's a console game for the most part. You have to download a program to play it on a computer.
See, I know. Minecraft has some... I think there's some places it's now that are internet hosted, so you could actually play Minecraft online without downloading it.
You don't have to download. It's right on the website. So yeah, it says download or play online.
That's if you have an account. But I mean, like, he's turning still, like, for free, because you're talking about 7 years.
Illegally.
Yeah. Like on a rogue website or something.
It's either that or just get it on your iPod or iPhone or iPad. But
you can play Minecraft on your iPads now?
On iPhones, iPods. It's not a surprise, iPods.
But it would be like...
Oh, yeah, you can.
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
Minecraft? I've heard about it.
How do you not hear about Minecraft?
I didn't say didn't hear about it. Well, I know a lot
Minecraft
about it.
Pocket Edition.
Don't
is
care.
What the official name is.
I don't do TM. Games.
Or the
TM?
Elite.
TM.
Elite. The light part.
TMI?
What happened to my harem?
I don't know. Where is Chris?
What the heck is a harem?
You don't know what a harem is? It's like...
a harem?
Go ahead.
Anybody?
Okay, brought it up? Like, a king has a harem of women. Like, that's a harem. It's just like a variety. I don't know how... Well, actually,
are you talking...
That was a terrible way of putting it. But a harem is like...
A British king?
No, it's more popular with Middle Eastern cultures.
Okay.
But it's a harem is
filled with concubines.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
No, I guess it's not.
Some people. Concubines.
Well, the other word, maybe polygamous, would come to mind. But
yeah, pretty similar to that. But
what's it?
But it was a joke last year because I was the only guy and I invited a bunch of girls rather than invited guys.
Because
most guys just don't really talk a lot, except, well, we had Asher, but why am I saying but? I don't mean to say but.
But.
I don't know.
Stop talking about butts.
You
this
know
is
say
school
with the,
appropriate
you
podcast.
You say keep your butts out of the way. Right. Get your butts out.
But
of
I don't want to.
Does the library still have that manga, Japanese comic, called High School of the Dead?
You know, I was kind of worried
about
what
you're
going
to say.
I didn't
see it up there, but it was interesting because...
Somebody probably took it, or it's been taken off the shelf.
Okay,
I have not seen
it. Been checked out.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't...
I won't bring attention to it anymore. If it was gone, then I'd talk more about it, but otherwise...
So, guys, 7 days till the end of the world.
Woohoo! Then we don't have to...
Then why does it say 6 days?
Because you wrote it wrong.
Good job, dude.
So, why?
I said six.
We already did the end of the world thing, didn't we?
Should we make a bet?
Why do people even know or care? Why do these things come up other than the fact that they're just fun? But the dates are just a stupid number.
It's
randomly assigned.
But you see, the way it works is you have to spread it as if it's the end of the world
and then
basically throw a party. But since everybody knows about it because it's like an end of the world, it's like a big deal, then they all know the date for the party and no one gets lost.
Well, that's why. I mean, if that's the case, the Mayan calendar ended. When would you have liked them to stop writing on the wall?
They didn't have enough room, so...
2015? When the meteor...
I thought it was a mathematically calculated calendar, not
by the Mayans?
Not a written calendar.
I don't know. I thought it was a written calendar.
No,
they only found it till the end.
I was sure that the...
I think it was
the
right there
Mayan,
in Minecraft.
The Mayan... The Mayan calendar, I thought, is in a disk, I believe, and then it's just mathematically calculated by the day or something.
Basically,
they had like years and months.
Basically, what it was is it was the biggest cave wall they could find in Minecraft, and they put signs on it. And once the signs reached the end of the wall, they couldn't fit anymore.
Is that where they came up with it? The Mayans and was the crafts they were making. So now it's just Minecraft.
Or it was a
actually Mayan came from Minecraft.
Like he
those crafty Mayans making mines.
I wanna mine. So
back to Minecraft or no?
No, don't don't log into Twitter on the iPads. Oh. You won't be able to sign out.
Whoa, there's a jump.
Oh yeah, because you've got your ID on the phone. And
no, because OS 6 is it's only in OS 6.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Because OS 6 the settings.
It doesn't have a logout.
Facebook and Twitter are more entwined with the OS. And I've had to lock down the settings so they can't create accounts. But in the on the Twitter app, there's a login button. So you can log in.
But there's no sign out
button. But there's no log out button in the app. So you have to get into settings to log out.
Wow.
Which you can't get into settings. This is on the school iPads.
Oh, you can't get into settings on the iPads.
Okay. Right, because I have to lock them out. So. Mm-hmm. So yeah, fun stuff. And, you know, figured that out one day. And
well, talking about jokes on the other side.
I'm sorry, who was talking about jokes on the other side?
I'm talking about jokes on the other side. Windows 8.
Other side.
Windows 8.
Windows 8 jokes.
Windows. Dude, Windows 8 seems so cool. Like,
wow, you're the first, buddy.
I actually was one of the developers in Windows 8. I helped develop the computer version of it.
Mm-hmm. The computer version of it?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you do it?
As opposed to?
The written version.
One of the beta testers is what you're saying?
No, the developer.
You know what we should just...
Actual developers.
Just so imagine a comment.
I downloaded the developer preview.
Where it has Windows 8.
Cool.
And then right next to it, you just see a iPad stapled to a computer screen. That's what I see it as, honestly. Windows 8.
Wouldn't... The glass cracked when you stapled it?
You do know Windows 8 has...
That's
or Microsoft
oh, I get it.
Has its own tablet, right?
Yeah, well, no one cares.
And it's
about
even
the
better.
Where is
but
it?
That's
way
better.
Where
everyone's
is
gonna
it?
See, everyone's going to see.
What do you mean?
Have you seen one?
Yeah.
Go get one. Show me.
You think I'm rich?
No, I think you're Zach.
So? Well, that's a good point.
Fight.
Dude,
fight,
come on.
Fight.
Yeah, but
no, and I've heard that too, but I have not seen a Windows 8 tablet anywhere.
It's so cool.
Yeah, so why would you even bother producing the next software for Windows is a tablet software when no one even cares about
it's
the Windows
also
tablet.
A
Windows
going
tablet,
to be...
Right.
Did you know that it's also going to be the operating system for the new Xbox? So the Xbox itself is going to be computer-ish?
Way to recycle.
Why shouldn't it be? It's Windows makes it. Why,
so
why
like,
is this like revolutionary?
It's like basically what they did is they combined the Xbox like operating system with the Windows operating system and then like added a bunch of new stuff too. That's why it's kind of has that layout as it does, like where it has the like apps and then you can switch to the desktop. It's because of that.
Great.
Yeah.
Never used it. Someday we're just, you know, you're talking about Windows 8's been out and it's like, you know, someday we'll get Windows 7.
Why don't you have better comic books here?
Because we're talking about Windows 7.
And then there's going to be Windows 6, and then Windows 5, and then Windows 4, and then
and
Windows
then
3, and then
Windows
2,
Windows?
And then
the end
Windows
of the world.
1.
And then the Mayans.
And then Windows
take over.
Launch.
Or we can just look at
seriously?
Windows Vista 2.
It's the next version, Windows Launch.
Really?
No.
No.
Thanks for pulling my leg.
Well, he says he knows he developed it. And then
it was a countdown.
Well, right.
No
to
kidding.
To
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I know
so
how countdowns work.
Or down.
That's a count up. That's a count up.
Count up?
How can I have count ups? Okay, never mind.
Count to
10. So, yeah, Windows 8, I haven't used it yet. I saw it at a store once and I tried to use it and it didn't make sense.
You
so
can
I
obtain
walked away.
Windows 8, just not through legal means.
Oh, I'm sure you can download it. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could just get it legally, the
beta version.
But we got
it's like almost completely the
same. Windows 7 here in the lab, and people
Bridget.
Get lost.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
We get lost in Windows 7?
It's really sad.
No kidding.
There's a couple of them in my class when we come up here. They're like, what do I do?
You know, I bet it's because it had Windows XP on it before. I have a feeling.
Yeah, all the computers had Windows XP before.
And the saddest part is that they were Vista computers, and you downloaded XP onto them.
Yeah,
it's
that's the failure of Vista.
Does the
friend.
School hate technology that much to not, to like,
to
refuse to advance? They never used
Vista.
Vista
was not advanced.
Vista was a crappy.
Well, actually, the Windows 7 is what Vista was supposed to be, but what happened was Vista failed, so the first update was to revert it back to XP.
No.
The first update for Vista?
That's not.
We never got Vista because Vista never worked. You can't remember there are 600 and how many? More than 600 machines in this building.
How did Vista never work?
Did you try Vista when it first
came
out?
I have Vista.
When it first
still
came out?
Have it.
When it first came out?
I've had it since it came out.
I think that's a yes.
Okay. Had a okay, great. Windows XP.
And it looks like Windows XP the first time you
no.
Mm-mm. So, moving on, Vista didn't work.
I guess some didn't work and some did work.
That's where you right-click the desktop, click Personalize, and click New Appearance.
Right or wrong? What else? I don't care. You know,
yeah. So, Windows 8, someday. Windows 7. Yeah, right. We'll see.
Oh, have you
why are we
of,
even going there? That's well, not on my list of things. Who brought up Windows 7?
He did. He's like now on the other side of.
Oh yeah, Mr. Other Side.
Well, going on again.
Good job, dude.
Like Pirate Bay. Have you heard of like the weird promotional campaign they're doing?
Granite School District does not support any illegal activities or illegal downloading.
Yeah, okay.
Of
I'll
any
just
software.
That's what you I'll think. TV, but you've heard.
Oh,
of,
okay. Now it's
you've
okay.
You've heard of a illegal downloading site, which is doing a promotional campaign for new artists, which is kind of interesting because they're ripping off all the entertainment companies while at the same time promoting new artists.
What?
Fabulous.
PB has a promotional campaign for new artists.
And that's ripping off the other companies?
No,
now?
No, no. They've always ripped off entertainment companies because it's illegal downloading.
You know,
do you know how many
in the United States, they've actually helped the government track down a lot of people who are illegally downloading, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't say the government, did I? I said entertainment companies.
Because they leave it
open.
Did
they use Vista, though, or did they use Windows 7?
They used Windows 95.
They probably.
Or Windows Me.
Yeah.
That was a,
oh,
that was a
good,
one. Good
one. Yeah.
I just got a computer the other day that was Windows.
I think Asher might have mentioned this before, but they actually have, like, a list of emails that you can read off of the site, which are just the correspondence between the PB administrators and the
software.
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say because you made a big deal about it, buddy.
PB stands for peanut butters.
Yeah, it's the
so
peanut
butter. So, why are we downloading peanut butter?
When you can
no, we're downloading things from peanut butter.
From peanut butter. Okay.
I'll stop with this.
I heard it's really slow download.
Refresh.
Yeah, okay.
Refresh.
There's
so what's your
butter
new 32 gigabyte drive thing?
Yeah, you were so excited earlier. I got a 32 gigabyte
USB
drive.
Drive.
I know, but...
Well, I could get a lot of movies on there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's really cheap. $2. No, I'm just kidding. It was on sale for like $7.99.
That's good.
Oh, wow.
At Radio Shack on Black Friday. I think now it's like $10, but
I've got
still
a
pretty cheap.
Gig I can't fill.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
No.
Why not?
What are you going to put on it?
Movies. My brother's got the hookups of movies, so I would put a lot of movies on there.
So you bring it here and watch movies?
No, I wouldn't bring it here and watch movies. I'd keep it with me and watch movies somewhere wherever I'd have a computer.
Why wouldn't you just bring all the movies
here? Why don't you just put them on your iPad?
Because.
Then you can actually watch the movie instead of just carry it around with you.
You could. Ooh, you should bring it here and then put it in the projector. Have the whole school watch it.
It's actually not that bad of an idea.
Really?
I'd store music on there.
But you make it sound like we don't have these capabilities anyway. Like, I have to use a thumb drive.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Why don't I just plug my iPad in and there you go?
Because
iPads are expensive. And we should all get Kindles.
That's where you just get a small
And that has to do with a 32 gig thumb drive to carry movies around. Why?
Because Kindles have 600 gigabytes on them.
Okay, but my point is, what's the point of carrying that movie around if you don't have something you can watch it on?
You do. It's called technology.
Yeah.
So if you were to be able to pull out that thumb drive right now, we could sit around your thumb drive and watch the movie.
I don't have movies on it.
I think the best use for
just a hard drive, right?
I do realize that.
Drive, not a very small backup drive, because you backup.
Well, that's awesome price, though.
It is an awesome price. $7, $8 for 32 gigabytes of space.
Where'd you get? Where'd you get the candy cane?
He stole it.
I pulled
it
out of.
You got.
Don't look at me. He was here much earlier than the rest of us.
I pulled it out of. Mr. Smedberg's here.
Dude, gross. That's what that was.
And you're still eating it? That must taste bad.
It had plastic on it.
Of course, totally. That makes it all better.
Yeah. The plastic was really good.
It had acid on it.
Acid?
Yeah.
Alright, so what was this thing about Facebook you asked earlier, too?
Was it me?
Yeah, it was you.
Oh, was it me? Oh, yeah. What was I asking again?
Oh, yeah, Facebook. Nothing.
Like, if you sign up on Facebook, or if anyone signs you up on Facebook, your information is apparently stored on there forever. But some people are debating, like my friend next to me, I forgot his name, sorry. He says that you can delete all your data, but that's probably because of user complaint.
You have to delete your account to delete your data. Obviously.
Of course.
But you can delete
it. But is that still stored anywhere? I guess that's his point.
It's not.
But I have
at least not to public access.
But there you go. That's
I have one
problem.
More question. So what if someone creates your own account? Creates your account for you? Stores all your public
information. You can sue them for copyright.
Yeah, but you don't know about copyright it. You deleted your account off of that. How would you be copyright?
Because you have. Because
your name
card.
Is copywritten?
Ooh,
no, I think it'd be more like identity theft than.
Yeah, it would be. It would be identity theft, but, and they would still get charged.
But how would they know who set
because
up?
Because you have a social security number, at least I hope.
Yeah, but how does your social security rating?
Oh no! Remember, he's not white. On
that. You don't put your social security number on your Facebook.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you would take it to the court case if you wanted to sue them.
But
that's
who would
the
you
point.
Sue point.
Our next show,
Facebook.
Olympus High
Facebook,
Child
because,
Lawyers.
Oh well, how do they know that you're the ones emailing them to take off your own? Because
you have a green card, and they have to go to court.
Huh?
Wait, what? I hope you're not playing on me.
What?
That would be
so
very
that's,
rude.
Oh,
but you
so,
can. But that's true with anything. You can pose as anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
Reddit. YouTube.
But yeah, but
Twitter. Yeah, it's the just a username. I have two Facebook accounts. One I'm Keith Smedberg. The other one I'm Smedberg Keith. Which one am I?
That's sneaky.
Yeah. One I use for school and one I don't.
But don't you
what
think
if someone's name
but,
is Smedberg Keith, though?
Consideration, isn't Facebook
it is.
Kind of the...
It's me.
...rage on personal... Because basically, anyone who is friends with you, in quotation marks, has access to your information.
Yeah, friends.
Not if I didn't give them that. But that's what it is. It's a
you have
social
a choice
networking
to
place.
You have a choice to choose, like, what information to show.
Yeah.
And who to show it to.
Yeah.
But then again, they still collect that information, and they do sell that or push that information out to their advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Do some experiment. If you're on Facebook a lot, go to Facebook, leave Facebook open, then open another tab and do some searches for things you wouldn't normally look for, like cars, you know, if you're not buying a car these days. And then go back into Facebook and see what kind of ads you get.
Like on the side?
On the side.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, because those ads are targeted to you. Oh, he's searching for cars. So then you start getting these car ads.
I remember in junior high, in our computer technology class, which is just a fancy word for typing class.
It's true. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. But we watched a Windows movie about like Windows and like Microsoft company. And all these people were talking stuff, and they went into this like area in Microsoft that's like, I forgot what it's called, something with an M, and like they basically like
sounds cool.
Remember everything Mezzanine. You like search for and stuff like that, and
Mugsma.
That's what they put in the ads. So if you were to go to a website that likes putting ads on places, you may see that exact website's ad, even though you've already been there.
Right,
Maja.
It's targeted advertising.
Molly B. Baba.
It's Microsoft at least.
Sorry, I'm just figuring out
candy,
what that M could
candy.
Stand for.
If you search.
Maki Galaka.
I think I searched for a computer once and it came
up. Oh, have you ever looked at all the.
You want a computer and you got an ad for a computer?
My, like, was on the
yes,
my computer for like a month.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
Yeah.
It's the worst ad.
So, anyway, with this whole point being, if. This happened earlier today, actually. Google indexes things. I think we talked about this last year. Google's plan, the reason Google is around, because some guy at Harvard said, I'm going to download the internet. And kind of got laughed out of Harvard. And then so he went with his friend and they developed Google.
As a way of downloading
the internet. And that's what it's doing. That's why Google is so fast, because those hits you get are all stored on Google's computers in California. So Google downloads things. That's why things get, even if you download or if you post a picture,
Posting picture.
Picture is posted. You Google downloads it. So even if you take it down off your Facebook page, Google will still have a cached copy of it. Mm-hmm. Which is why when you post anything to the internet, it's up there for the public to take.
What if you go on Bing? Not on Google.
If you Bing it?
Yeah, Bing it.
Bing is
too late.
Bing it?
Mm-hmm. Bing.
Bing is really
because
bad.
Google,
Bing is hilarious.
Because it doesn't, like, it doesn't matter. Things, it doesn't matter if you Google
it. I searched myself on Google and nothing came up. All that came up was Jeff's. What was Warren Jeff's? Since my last name is Jeff's, it came up Warren Jeff's instead.
Well, when I search my name, it always comes up with my Facebook account first, and then second, it's like Zac Efron or something like that, which is ridiculous.
So it used to be funny when people say, Google yourself. You know, like it was, you know, I don't know what the word is. Like, oh, don't do that or whatever. Vain, I guess. Now you're talking about, like, oh, no problem. Dang. People do it all the time. But so what's the difference if you Google yourself or you Bing yourself?
That's just wrong.
You get more hits.
One's more big. Bing? Big. There was a movie out a while ago about Googling with Bing.
Have you ever like searched up any Google jokes? Like,
okay, you don't get it, huh?
No, I don't.
Googling
I
don't with Bing. Because it's still people refer to it as Googling. Google that. Well, how do you Google it? Use Bing.
Exactly. Bing says they go right, like when you put something up, it goes right to the thing. But it doesn't. It pops up with everything else. Yeah, it does exactly what Google does.
Yeah. Right, that's the big joke, Googling with Bing, because it does the same thing.
See, I thought you were talking about rhymes. This girl named
It's
Bing.
Really pathetic.
And you Googled her?
What?
Yeah.
Whatever that means, too. So,
why would you Google a girl named Bing?
What if you named your
what do you
kid
have Bing?
Bing Google? Oh, Yahoo! Let's move on.
Unless she's
so
cute,
next week,
then
you guys.
Then that's when it changes.
But I don't think we're going to do a show next week.
We're not? Okay.
It's too boring.
It's because we don't have a Friday next week, do we?
It's the end of the world.
We do, but it's the end of the world.
Okay.
We're all going to die. So we won't, what time is the end of the world? Anybody know?
It's at... actually, I was going to ask that earlier, and you guys interrupted me.
Oh, sorry.
When we were talking about the end of the world and like whether it's 6 days and stuff. Does anybody actually know what time it's supposed to end?
That's what I just said.
No, Mayan calendars don't have a clock, so it's
exactly.
Just the day.
So is it a.m. or p.m.? Do we go through the day, or is it the start of the day? That's my point.
So
do I need to bring lunch?
Do we need to include daylight savings?
Should everyone just stay...
Eastern time?
Stay
dude,
in their
days,
basement.
Greenwich time?
Greenwich
time?
Yeah, GMT?
Modern concept.
Universal
time?
Which,
about it,
if it was...
Is it
going to,
like... Is it going to, like, end, like, each time zone at a time?
So if it... Right, exactly.
Every hour,
exactly.
Like, you know,
because if it happens... If it happens at Greenwich Mean Time, it actually happens at what? 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock the next day, or the day before, rather.
So it makes sense if it was like a super solar flare that just erased part of the world as it turned.
Because that's what super solar flares
do? Yeah.
Okay.
That's so...
Maybe we should Bing that.
Bing it.
Or just Google it.
Or just Yahoo it. Or just ask it. Or just YouTube.
Yo mama.
Actually, YouTube is the new Google.
Dog pilot.
YouTube is the new Google.
Well, I wonder
why. It's even owned by Google.
There you go.
Your mama Googled.
But, like, think about it. If you search almost anything, it'll come up with a YouTube video first. Have you noticed that?
Well, we might want to talk about next week, which we apparently aren't having.
Well, I don't think we're going to have a show, because it's like everybody's going to be out of here pretty quick, because it's, you know, the end of the world, or...
And 40 seconds.
The end of the world of...
Sorry.
Some holidays coming up, so I don't think we're going to be here. So, that was nice.
What happened?
Nothing.
Did somebody die?
Huh.
Maybe somewhere.
The guy who was talking burped.
Hide it underneath the bookshelf over there.
Just for, you're not going to let us cut off 20 seconds earlier, are you?
No.
No.
Alright, well then you need to sing for 10 seconds here.
I'm gotta go, bye.
No!
No, that is rude. Okay, 10, 9, 8. 7,
it's like
6,
years.
5,
yeah, really.
4, 3,
to this
happy,
two,
happy end of
happy
the world.
New Year's!